Anti-war protesters in the United States say they want a more substantial ceasefire put in place to stop fighting in the Middle East. The US and Iran on Tuesday agreed to pause their conflict for 2 weeks, but Israel and the United States both said the 2-week ceasefire did not cover Lebanon, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the strikes would continue. Israel carried out its heaviest strikes on Lebanon on Wednesday since the fighting began more than a month ago, with Lebanon's civil defense saying the death toll from those strikes alone exceeded 250 people. President Donald Trump says military ships and aircraft will remain in the Middle East for now. In Washington, D.C., Joan Russell was among dozens of protesters who gathered outside the White House, calling for an end to the strikes and for military assets to be withdrawn.
I have children, I have grandchildren, I care about the people in Iran, I care about the people around the world who he is torturing and frightening. My stomach is always in knots. And living in D.C., we can come to these. This is the smallest rally I've seen. And I really don't understand why people aren't storming out of their house to say, enough.